Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Catherine Trotter, your host for the morning to the leader in you. I hope everyone is doing well. Hope everyone had a great weekend. We are thrusting into a brand new week. We are excited because there's new opportunities for us this week that we have not even met yet, that we haven't greeted yet, that have not even come into our realm yet. But the thing that's so awesome about this morning is why we call it good morning to the leader in you, because we are waking up that leadership capacity on the inside of you. We are waking up those things that have been dormant and dead for a long time. But today is the day that you're going to arise and you're going to achieve every single thing that is promised to you, that has been ordained to you. Today, you all know what we've done on our series of life lessons. And one of our life lessons that we're going to talk about today is taking the road less traveled. Again, that's taking the road less traveled. For those of you that have been following us via online, listening in, or calling in, we thank you. We thank you for also listening into the replay. Today we're talking about the road less traveled. Many times we will get caught up in following the norm, following the crowd, following what society deems to be the way to go. But us as leaders, we must take the road less traveled. A lot of times it can be difficult, it can be challenging, because it's so tempting to just go the easy route. It's so tempting just to go the route that everyone else is flowing into because it's status quo, because it is socially accepted, right? But a lot of times we as leaders, if we're going to stand out and stand apart from the rest, we must take the road less traveled. Now, what does taking the road less traveled mean? It means sometimes you have to separate yourself. It means sometimes that you have to seclude yourself into a quiet arena so that way you can have a clear head, a clear space to move forward how you need to execute what you're doing. One of the things that I think is so important as we move forward in our leadership capacity is constantly staying on the cutting edge of growing internally, mentally, holistically, because in order for us to reach our highest height as a leader, whether you're leading your own for-profit company, whether you have a nonprofit charity in the community that you're working with other individuals, whatever the case may be, we must stay on the cutting edge to continue to grow our level of wisdom, to continue to grow our level of knowledge. But if we're on the same road as everyone else that we are leading, there's no way we can stay one step ahead because we're in the midst of the normal flow. Parade ourselves as opposed to being in the flow of everything else that everyone else is doing. We have to retrain our mindset to take the measure, to take the road, although it may not be as attractive to the untrained eye, it's necessary. It's necessary to take the road less traveled because that's where you're going to be strengthened. That is where you're going to be taught. That is where you're going to be trained. That is where your level of wisdom will be, more wisdom will be poured into you, because that is the road that is preparing you to the place of destiny. I talk about destiny a lot. Those that may listen to my show, you may hear me talk about destiny. The reason why I talk about destiny is because a lot of times individuals just waltzing through life with no direction, with no purpose, with no mission, with no vision, they will never hit a goal because they haven't even set a goal. And when we talk about the going down the road less traveled, that is going down a goal-oriented pathway. What is your goal-oriented pathway? And the reason why it's important to determine what that is, because 9 times out of 10, it is not the pathway. Out of a pack of 10 people, 9 will be going one way, but you'll be going the other way. You might be the only one going the other way. And a lot of times it can be very difficult when you have to separate yourself from the pack because you want to look like you're part of the group. You're one of the many. But I tell you this morning, those that are listening, a lot of times in order for you to go to the next place, the next phase in your life of what you're doing, you must separate yourself from the pack. If you don't separate yourself from the pack, you won't be strengthened. You won't go to the next level that's needed and that's required for you to go to. I'm in a transitional phase of my life personally, and as I go through my transitional phase, I'm constantly looking at what areas do I need to grow in, what areas do I need to perfect, what areas do I need to change, what areas do I need to grow into. a lot of times when we think about change, change is congruent with taking the road less traveled. Because a lot of times it's hard for us to adapt to change. It's hard for us to embrace change. Because if we have grown up in a certain society all of our life or in a certain structure all of our life, sometimes it is required for us to break away from even structure that you've known all of your life. I'm not opposed to structure, but sometimes that very structure has kept you boxed in for so long that you've never ventured out into the uncharted road that you see, that you wish you would go down, that you wonder what is down that road, but yet you still haven't taken it because you're still boxed into the structure that has been you've been confined in all of your life. You know, and a lot of times people talk about prisoners that are in prison, they're confined, but it's all about the mental status. There are many individuals that are behind in prison, yet their mind is free. They have evolved from the place of where they are. And essentially so, when an individual is taking the road less traveled, you must evolve your mind beyond the structure of which you've known all your life. Many of us may not be in a physical prison, but we are in a prison because we're in a prison of the structure that we know, the comfort that we know. That is a prison because sometimes we are so comfortable that we don't want to take the road less traveled. We don't want to go down the other road because it's the land in the road to the unknown. We don't know what's down that road. But a lot of times if we stay in the land of familiar, I talked about that on one of the other Life Lessons morning talks, if we stay in the land of the familiar, we will never know what's down that pathway. One of the things that's so important as you begin to continue to grow in your leadership capacity is that you must not settle for being mediocre. I'm going to say that again. As you continue to grow, as you continue to build, you must not settle for being mediocre. Being mediocre says, I'm only going to reach to a certain point, and at that point I'm going to cap off and I'm good. I'm just going to chill. I'm good with just being one of the many. Any person that you can put in your mind that you feel is a great leader in society, whether they're an actor, they're in politics, whatever, put that person in your mind. They didn't get there because they were mediocre. They got there because they took the road less traveled. In taking the road less traveled, it will be a secluded road. It will be a road that not many people will travel on with you. Understand this. You, along the way, will meet other leaders on that road. Will it be few and far between? Absolutely, because not many will be on that road. However, as you begin to go down that road, you will connect and you will join with other like-minded individuals, other individuals that want the same thing you want, desire the same thing you want to go past the level of mediocrity and want to go to the land of excellence, right? Because, see, this is, it's about separation of attack. It's about separating yourself and growing to the next level so that way you can achieve your goals and your dreams in your life. And then what will happen is the ripple effect. Your life will begin to touch other lives, but it only can happen if you take the road less traveled. It only can happen if you step out of the pack, step out of the land of the familiar, step out of what's comfortable, move past being mediocre and say, I'm going to take this road. I'm about to go into the land of the unknown so I can grow in my wisdom, so I can grow in my faith, so I can exercise my mental muscles and go through these exercises that I'm about to encounter on this road that I'm not even familiar with. Because, see, on that road that you're not familiar with, you're going to encounter challenges on that road. It's not going to be an easy road, but that is the road that you need to take to make it to your place of destiny. Because, see, a lot of times people think you can just arrive and you can just become. That's not reality. You can't just arrive and just become. You have to make sure that you have it in your mindset that you are going to go past the level of just being mediocre. How many that's listening to this show this morning is tired of being mediocre, tired of going down the same path as everyone else? I don't know if many of you remember, it's a movie, the old movie is called The Matrix, and that was one of my favorite movies. It's still one of my favorite movies. And in the movie The Matrix, you know, there was Neo, and it's like everyone was in this movie, everyone's going the same path, doing the same thing, but there were a handful of individuals that knew that, wait a minute, this is a system, and I need to break out of this system. I need to be free. I need to use my mental muscle. And, you know, in the movie, there was, like, I think the red pill or the green pill, it was if for those that watch the movie, you know, it, like, depending upon which one you took, will bring clarity, will bring you to a state of understanding everything that was going on. And just so as in our life, you know, a lot of times we have just been kind of going to the beat of the same tune and just kind of following everyone else and not separating ourselves and kind of just doing what has already been expected and already been required of us to do, yet we have not fully embraced who we really are. We have not awakened to ourselves. We have not awakened to our innate abilities for us to be able to go out and execute and fulfill all the wonderful things that you desire to do. There's a part of you that when you was a little kid that you woke up and you had this dream about being something. Whatever that something is, you know what the something is. You had that dream to say, I want to be this. You fill in the blank of whatever that was, right? Welcome to the show. For everyone, I see you. Thank you for chiming in via calling in or via logging in online. And thank you in advance for those that's going to hit the replay line and listen to the show. This is Catherine Trotter, your host of Good Morning to the Leader in You. And today we are talking about life lessons. We started this series several weeks ago, and we are continuing it every Monday morning at 8:30 a.m. Today we are talking about the road less traveled. We're talking about separation from the pack. We're talking about going beyond being mediocre to the land of excellence. We're talking about awakening to your true self and then executing so that way you can get to the place of destiny that you have designed and that you desire for yourself. We are talking about not even listening to the naysayers. A lot of times when you separate yourself from the pack, there are going to be naysayers. There are going to be individuals saying, why are you going that way? Not many are even going that way. This is what everyone is doing. Why are you going over there? This is what everyone is doing. At that moment in time, that's when you have to say to yourself, self, I need to discover who I am down this road that I am not familiar with, down this road that has not been tapped into yet. I need to discover who I really am. See, when you go down the road less traveled, you discover who you really are. You discover your qualities. You discover your abilities. You discover every single thing about yourself and the qualities that you possess. But as long as you stay in the land of the familiar, as long as you stay in the land of mediocrity, being mediocre, not excelling, not pushing, not going to the next level of excellence, you will never be able to tap into who you truly are. As we continue to move forward on the road less traveled, there will be challenges, there will be tests, there will be hurdles. But all of them is to help challenge you, to help increase your level of wisdom, to help increase your level of knowledge, to be your best self. That's what it's all about. It's about being your best self. Thank you for those that have just joined. This is Catherine Trotter, your host. Today we are talking about the road less traveled. For those of you that have not checked out my website yet, take some time today and check it out. My website is CatherineTrotter.com. That's CatherineTrotter.com. Again, that's CatherineTrotter.com is my website. When you go on there, if you are newly starting a business or thinking about it or just unsure, you can also send me an email and we can set up a consultation conference call. My email is ct@CatherineTrotter.com. For those that have not checked out my book, go to Amazon. I wrote a book called Community Engagement, From Concept to Implementation, 8 Steps to Unlocking Your Creative Ideas. I founded that book because there were so many individuals that was asking questions about how do I create a strategic plan. For those that follow the show know that I am a strategist and I work with startup organizations to organizations under 5 years that's still in their growth phase. So connect with me. And that way I can help you as you develop your strategic model. Once again, we are talking about the road less traveled. I'm going to end on this note. Know who you are. Know that you are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. You are the lender and not the borrower. Know that you are powerful beyond your circumstances. Know that you have life and have it more abundantly. Know that you are full of joy. Know that you can be what you desire to be, but sometimes you have to break away from the pack and you must take the road less traveled. A lot of times when we stay on that road that is so familiar to us, we will stop our growth We will start our level of wisdom, and we can no longer be further challenged. If the road that you're currently on is no longer challenging you, it is time to take the road less traveled. Have an awesome day, and I'm going to see everybody at the top.